Please know this. God loves you. God, I have to be clear about what God I'm talking about. Because when we say God, it can mean anything that you give your allegiance to, that you worship, that you make the supreme thing in your life. And the God that I'm talking about is the God of the Bible, Yahweh. Yahweh, he's the self-existing God. This is the God who has always been, he is, and he will always be. The God of the Bible is the one and true living God, the God that you can still talk to if you want to. The God that loved you so much, that loved me so much, that loved the world so much, that he sent his only begotten son to give his life for us so we wouldn't have to pay for our sins. Jesus paid for it, but we just have to accept that gift. This God, you have to get to know. It's dangerous walking through life thinking that, okay, the Bible says this is who God is, and that's not who he is. Thinking that this is what makes God happy, and that's not what makes God happy. That's not what makes God happy. Thinking that it's okay to do this and still have a relationship with this God. This God is a jealous God. He is a God that demands your total and complete allegiance. That means you can't serve other gods. In some religions and some belief systems, they allow for that. That doesn't work for this God. God is good, he's great, he's mighty, he's faithful. He's made so many incredible benefits available to us. Yes, healing is available to us. Prosperity, protection, peace. He has given us the ability literally to accept this gift that Jesus gave freely. We can accept it. We choose to accept it. And then we can have the very Spirit of God living on the inside of us. This is a good God. He is the God that you want to serve if you want to live victoriously here and go on and live in heaven. We hear a lot of people saying, oh, they're resting in peace. They're gone to heaven. Well, according to this Bible, if this is the God you serve, that's not true for everybody. Because the Bible makes it clear. And I know this may sound like, oh, why are you saying that? We can't do anything about those who have gone on, but I am concerned about those who are here, especially our youth and young adults who are living this life that many have painted as a, and it's a lie. So they're thinking this is, you know, what they're doing is okay. And if by any, if for any reason, if any circumstance occurs and they leave this life and they go on to live in eternal torment in hell separated from God, I'm not okay with that. So if you're offended, I'm sorry. If your feelings are hurt, I can't do anything about that. I don't want to offend, but the gospel will offend. So what we have to do is, we can't get stuck and get into an argument, oh, about, well, my this, my that died, and he was. We're not going to do that. What those of us who are wise, those of us who care, we're going to make sure that those young people who are alive, that they know what God requires, and if they want to make a decision, we're going to pray and intercede and believe God, that he draws them by his Spirit, and that they will receive God because they have to make a choice. We believe that they will choose God. We want them to live victoriously and in peace here. Do you know God can tell your child what friends, your young adult, what friends to have and what friends not to have, who to get into a relationship and who not to get in a relationship, because God knows 2-3 years down the line, 4 years, 5, 10, that this person is going to try to take your child's life. God knows that. So I'm interested in making sure that our young people know this God and they know what this God requires of those who serve him. Please make sure, here's some information that we have to make sure that our young people have. God loves us. God has good plans for us. I have presented something, and depending on where you're listening to this, there should be a link to an article or that I've written or a writing to give more insight to help people hopefully evaluate, you know, are you serving you know, the God that you think you're serving? Are you serving him the way that he demands to be served? Are you positioning yourself for victory here and in eternity? God, again, is a jealous God. Choose you this day whom you will serve. And understand, with the choice that you make comes a set of results, consequences. It can be good, it can be bad, but please understand that your choice comes with, it's a package deal. Let's say that you make a choice and there's other things that come with it. You make a choice for God, Yahweh, you get access to the benefits of God. You can live and again, stay with us. We're going to talk about how to enforce this, because God has given us this package deal of benefits. The devil doesn't want us to have it. We have to enforce it. We can do that. But we have to know, first of all, that we're properly positioned with God. Then we find out how to get to enforce it, and we do it, and we live the victorious life, the prosperous life, the peaceful life, the protected life, the provision-filled life that God has for us. If we make a choice not to make a choice, that's a choice by default as well. So if you say, well, I'm just not going to do anything right now, well, you've made a choice not to accept the gift, so you don't have the gift. That means your father is Satan, because we're born into this world in sin. So if you don't ever make a choice to get off of his team, you stay on his team. So you're a child of Satan. You're subject to whatever whim, you know, whatever he wants to do with your life. You have no guards, no rails. Yes, there's God's grace. He gives us grace, but that's what it is. He gives it as he wills. But understand that if the devil, his thing is to kill, steal, and destroy. He's a devourer. Don't get sucked up in food and think that your life is okay because you got the money, the house, the car, the wife, the this, the that, the this. That's one of his tactics. He lets you think you're okay, and then he destroys your life. And then you go to hell. It's not okay. It's not okay. So please make a choice today. Sit down, get clear. We need to, at this point, we need to be shutting things down by that, all the extra stuff, until you are sure that your life is built on the firm foundation, which is the word. What does it matter that if you gain all of this stuff and then you lose your soul? Eternity. You're here for a little while. Think of when you know, if you've ever hurt yourself or burnt yourself, think about burning forever, ever, ever, ever. There's no doctor. You don't stop. It doesn't stop. The torment doesn't stop. Anything bad that you can imagine, take it to the umpteenth degree. It's nothing. It's hell. It's eternal torment. God tells us that. Wasn't created for you. Wasn't created for me. We need to sit down, get clear on who God is, where we stand with God, get right with God, and then live the life he has for us and go on into eternity when our work is here is done. But we cannot be comfortable. We cannot be comfortable. And most certainly, this child that you say you would die for, well, why don't you die to yourself, your will, your way, and give them a fighting chance. The Bible says the seed of the righteous is delivered. If you will get righteous with God, my God, the seed, what kind of promise is that? You can stand before God. You can stand before the enemy. No, not this one. When you walk in the place that God is properly, it has designed for you to be properly positioned, and that's in a position of salvation and right relationship with him. God bless you. Stay tuned. Get plugged in. There should be information wherever you are. Get on my blog. I've set up communities, free communities. Follow on YouTube. I'm doing my best to get information out. You all, God has made so much power. And if he has me saying this, that's just another sign of his love. Give him the glory. Seek him. That's all I want you to do. Get to him, because we cannot cheapen what Jesus did. He paid a great price. And I don't want anybody to die and go to hell. And I don't want us living in hell on earth. God bless. Love. And God loves you. And I thank you so much. Spread the word. Not about, you know, spread the word about me. You can tell them about these resources that we're working together. We're going to learn what God is saying to us. The Bible says that we should hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the church. I know that God is not He's constantly just keeps giving me things, and I'm just doing my best to get it out of what He's purposed for us, how we're living beneath what He has promised us, the power that we have access to. And in warning, please do not allow yourself to leave this world without having accepted Him. And you cannot say you're going to be here definitively tomorrow. Do we know the world? When is Jesus coming back? You don't know. I don't know. So right now is the time of salvation. God bless you in Jesus' name. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you draw every person listening to this to you. You make yourself simply irresistible. You said no man comes to the Father, but you draw him. I pray that you draw those who are listening in the name of Jesus. You make yourself so real to them. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. I thank you, God, for the good work that you've begun in us. You see it unto the day of completion. I pray not condemnation, but I pray that a spirit of conviction comes upon everyone listening. And none of us is comfortable with saying that we are your children, but yet we don't know you. We're not comfortable with trying to go after another position, another car, another home, and we know that our children are in places of danger. They're in places where they could stand to spend eternity in torment. We're not okay, God. And God, I thank you that's our cry. We're not okay. Make us not okay in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your kindness. In Jesus' name, I pray all these things. Amen.